This is Peter Tobin introducing Lux Radio Theater. Tonight and every Monday night at this time, Lux Radio Theater presents for your entertainment the finest in radio drama. Tonight we bring you Sailor Beware, produced by Michael McCabe. Shirley Hornet is going to marry Albert Tufnell, a sailor. Her mum, Emma, is taking no chances, because you know what sailors are. All Dad can think of are his ferrets, which he keeps in a cage in the back garden. Albert arrives, takes one look at Mum, and the age of chivalry has passed. His Scots friend Carnoustie cries, "Sailor, beware." Listen in a few moments to Sailor Beware, produced for Lux Radio Theatre by Michael McCabe.
What?
The wedding cake, here. Oh. Here, it's in this box, Emma.
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, save us. Are you starting again?
I can't help it, Emma. It's bringing it all back to me.
That was 20 years ago.
A few more years shall roll, a few more seasons pass.
No. Well, never mind that. Let's have a cup of tea. Edie, where's the teapot?
Oh, I put it down somewhere when the key came.
Oh, yes, it's on the sideboard. On the...
Edie Hornet, you haven't got the brains you were born with. Teapot on a polished piece of furniture like this. Look at that big white ring.
Oh, I'll try and get it out afterwards.
You'll try and get it out now. Go and get some polish.
Yes, Emma.
Oh, I don't know. Wedding present for my mother, this was. Never so much as a scratch all these years.
Here we are, Emma.
Here we are, Emma. Well, what do we put it on with, Ben, our knickers?
Here we are, Emma.
Well, you'll have to put some elbow grease into it, round and round, till it gets real hot and keep on rubbing.
Yes, Emma.
I'll never get everything done by the time they start arriving. Daphne will be here any minute. I wish tomorrow was over.
So do I, Emma.
Well, I don't see what you're worrying over. It isn't your daughter that's getting married.
It's a daughter seeing Shirley in her bridal gown. I won't be able to bear it. It'll take me mind back.
Anyone at all?
Oh, my goodness.
It's only me.
Oh, it's only Mrs. Luck, Emma.
Yes, it's only me.
Oh, well, you'd better have a cup of tea now you're here. I'll have to put some more water on. Edie made it in a pot for two. It's half cold. Hot enough to burn the sideboard to bits, though.
Got too wet, has she, Edie? She'd drive me up the wall with her everlasting polishing. What is she use? Polish or muck? I wouldn't use that on the cat, let her look. Here, you go on polishing like that, Edie. You won't be in a fit state to go to any wedding.
I'm not going, Mrs. Luck.
Not going? Your own brother's daughter's wedding and you're not going?
Oh, I couldn't bring myself to go. It would bring back too many memories.
Oh, silly of me. You mean your great sorrow?
Yes,
I suppose it would. Watching Shirley standing at the altar rails and remembering the day when you yourself...
Don't. Don't, Mrs. Luck. I mustn't think about it. Oh, barren gain and bitter loss.
I should move over a bit, Edie. You wear an awl in it.
Now then.
Oh, that is kind of you, Emma. Well, I'm all ready for the bridegroom.
What?
I mean, I've got the room ready for him and his best man. In fact, it's only neighbourly of me to put him up, isn't it? I mean, it would have been expensive for him at the Rose and Crown, wouldn't it?
I'll see to it you're paid for your inconvenience.
Oh, no, Emma. That is, they'd charge 12 and 6 each at the Rose and Crown, wouldn't they? Do you want me to give him breakfast?
Well, you'll have to, won't you? That's the whole point of him coming.
What? To get a good breakfast? first?
To keep them out of the way so as the groom doesn't see the bride before the wedding.
No, Albert mustn't see Shirley before the wedding. That would be unlucky.
Never you mind about who sees who. Is it coming off?
Not so as you'd notice.
Of course not. It won't neither. Rob harder!
Yes, sir, ma'am.
I'll do my best for them, I'm sure, anyway.
Well, they're both sailors. They should be used to roughing it.
Oh. Must they worry for you and your husband? Your only daughter and that?
Oh, fat lot he worries. Never worries about anything except his blasted ferrets. Nasty, stinking things.
Oh, Emma. Henry's ferrets mean so much to him. I remember when he was a boy, he had an hedgehog. And he gave it all his love.
But he's got a daughter now. Never mind hedgehogs. He should give her a bit of his love. Robbie D!
Oh, yes, Emma!
It was Henry who brought Albert Tufnell to this house in the first place, or our Shirley had never have met him. I mean, he hasn't even got any people. Brought up in a sailor's orphanage. So he says.
Fishy.
The times I've said to Shirley. Shirley, I've said, you know what sailors are.
Oh, yes, auntie.
It's the uniform Shirley's fallen for. She'll change her tune when she sees him without it.
Yes, when I suppose...
He won't look so good in a suit of dungarees.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean.
That's you, Henry?
Yes.
Wipe your feet?
Yes.
That passage is all polished up for tomorrow. I suppose you'll want a cup of tea.
I'm not fushy.
Well, I'm not going down on my bended knees to you.
Edie, have you fed the ferrets?
Oh, ferrets. I should have thought you could have given us a rest from them for a change. Shirley's wedding day tomorrow and all.
Don't see what that's got to do with my ferrets. It's her wedding day, not mine.
Well, she's your daughter, isn't she?
So you say it.
Well, I must be going. Look at the time. I'll expect the boys then, Emma. Where's Shirley?
Gone to the station to meet Albert and whoever he's bringing with him. Now, you can expect Albert at 10 o'clock. I'm not having him here till all hours. Shirley'll want some rest tonight, and I'm going to see she gets it.
Yes, poor thing. She won't get much tomorrow, will she? Oh, dear, the things I say.
Edie.
Oh, now what?
Edie, warm me a drop of milk. It's happened. Roses Adams, 6 of them.
Six eggs?
Egg? It's time somebody told you the facts of life.
I'd better do it, hadn't I, Emma?
Well, I'm not going to, and that's a fact. So go on if you're going. And don't use this morning's milk!
It Bardo herself.
Oh, well.
Clear an X-Rax and come into my arms.
Oh, Albert, mind the pan, Albert. It's hot.
Yeah, so am I. Aunt Edie, you're for it.
Oh, Albert.
Give us a pan. Oh. All right, put it here on the sideboard out of arm's way. Now then.
Well, I don't...
Ah, how are we, Ma?
Edie, I thought... No, keep away from me, you. Well... That's enough of that. I don't hold with a lot of, Edie, I thought you were supposed to be taking some milk out to Henry.
Oh, the milk. Oh, where?
Edie, on it, I could kill you.
Hello. Something come adrift, Ma.
No more sense than to put a hot pan down
on... Oh, no, she didn't do that, Ma. I did.
Oh, you was it. Look at that big white ring. Look.
Oh, never mind, Ma. It matches with that one.
Oh.
Where's that milk, Archie? Oh, Albert.
Hello, Pop. How are we?
Albert, it's good to see you, boy. Hey, you're looking well. Plenty of sea breezes, eh? But have you come alone?
It's truth, here. Carnoustie, my best man.
Carew? Is that his name?
That's right, Pop. Carnoustie Bly.
Well, is he Russian?
We're having no foreigners in this house.
Carnoustie! Here, Carnoustie! Your Highland hopscotch. Show yourself, will ye? Here we are, Pop. Ma, meet Carnoustie, the bravest Scot that ever crossed the border.
I'm pleased indeed to meet you all.
And here's Aunt Edie, the pride of the Aram.
Oh, Albert.
I'm happy to meet you, Aunt Edie.
Well, hello, Mr.
I'll be laying tea, Emma.
Well. Glad to have you, Mr. Carnoustie.
Oh, no, Mr. Carnoustie. Carnoustie's my Christian name. Carnoustie Bly. But I'd be honored if you'd call me Carnoustie for short.
Well, sit you down. Well, I must go and see Rosie. She's just had six. Make yourself at home.
And now, where's my girl? I've missed her. Here, we got an earlier train, you see. That's why we're here. Is she getting all excited about tomorrow, Ma? I know I am.
Now then, that's enough of that.
Yeah, we'd better get our things unpacked, I suppose.
You needn't bother about that. You stay next door. I don't want you in the way tomorrow morning. And don't you get trying to see Shirley, either.
Not see her? Not see me future wife?
Not in the morning, you won't. It's unlucky for the groom to see the bride before the wedding. I never knows things look black enough as it is without asking for trouble.
Well, I'm glad it's no yon gruesome you're marrying.
You mean my mother-in-law, to be, that is.
If it had been her, I'd strangle you with my bare hands. It'd be counted a mercy killing.
Oh, I didn't know the fleet was in. Which is, which?
I'm Albert, the bridegroom, the human sacrifice. And you're,
Daphne, I'm going to...
Albert, pleased to meet you.
You don't waste much time, do you?
If you think I'm fast, meet the hare, Carnoustie.
Instead of talking nonsense, have either of you got half a crown? The taxi man's waiting.
Oh, yes, he didn't have any change.
Half a... sorry, I, Carnoustie? What? Half a croon, quick. Come on.
Here.
Oh, thanks a lot. Remind me to give it back, won't you?
Remind you? Oh, well.
Albert, take the money to the taxi man.
Righto.
I didn't quite catch your name, I'm afraid.
Oh, no one ever does. My first name is Carnoustie.
What a lovely name. Oh, Albert's charming, isn't he, Aunt Emma? I'm sure he'll make Shirley very happy.
Are you?
Oh, I just love a cup of tea. What a horrible journey. Any tea going, Aunt Emma?
I'll see what Edie's doing.
Would one of you help me carry my things upstairs? The case is rather heavy.
I'll tell you what, I'll toss you for it, Carnoustie. Heads you, tails me, right? Oh, blast heads. No, I'm darned if I'll trust you. I'll take this one.
Oh, my things!
Oh, sorry. Oh, blimey. Here, stand back, Edie. You're not getting married too, are you? Here, let me help. Here we are then, Carnoustie. Didn't you tell me you wanted a new pair of pants?
Oh!
Oh, I'm ashamed.
Give those to me. What are you ashamed about? Don't Scots girls wear pants?
I wouldn't know.
They're perfectly respectable and real silk.
Aye, I've made jute, they'll be silk.
Well, for heaven's sake, what do you expect me to wear next to my skin? Had a tweed? Albert, put that down.
Albert, what are you doing, man? Did you ever see anything like these kind of sheep?
How dare you?
Well.
Cheryl. Sweetheart.
I'm sorry if I've interrupted anything.
Cheryl, it's good to see you again.
Well, aren't you going to introduce us?
What? Oh, yes, sir. This is Carnoustie. Carnoustie, my future wife. Put those down, you fool.
Oh, but just help them to pick her things up. What shall I do with them?
How do you do, Carnoustie? It's all right. You can finish dressing.
These aren't mine.
Darling, I thought you would never come in. We got an earlier train, see?
You seem to have passed the time quite pleasantly.
Shirley, darling. Here, from Mum and me, with all our love for tomorrow. Carnoustie... Would you mind helping me upstairs, please?
As if I'd wear a pair of things like that.
Oh, thank you, Daphne, darling.
Shirley.
See you later. Oh, Albus.
Happy?
Well, I was, till I came in just now and saw you here with that disgusting Scotsman standing there holding Daphne's... Singing me bobs in his hand as bold as brass. What are you up to?
Well, you see, Daphne's case burst, and we weren't doing anything wrong. Well, I mean, how could we be your mother and Aunt Edie bobbing in and out?
I see. So if it hadn't been for them bobbing in and out, as you call it.
Yeah, now don't be.
Heaven knows what might have happened if I hadn't come in.
Oh, that's right. Five more minutes, we'd all be rolling around stark naked on the hearth rug.
Oh, how?
It's all right, darling.
Shirley, fine kick-off this is, isn't it? What's she going to do to you when you've been married 5 years? Where's Daphne?
Not upstairs.
And that's a card, Carney, your friend.
Carnoustie's gone with her.
What?
I mean, he's taken her bags up for her.
Hello, Shirley. Hello, Aunt Edie.
Edie, go and tell Henry to leave his blasted ferrets alone and come on in.
Yes, Emma.
How are Pop's ferrets, Ma?
Oh, how should I know?
They're very happy, Albert. They've just had some eggs.
Oh,
Righto. Cora, Cora, girl, you sit next to him. Shirley, you come over here, your usual place.
Oh, Mum, can't I?
You'll have plenty of time for holding hands after tomorrow. Henry, what are you dibbling about for? Oh, where are you, A.D.? Sit down. Help yourselves.
Hold on a minute.
Henry, take that serviette out of your collar. I'm tired telling you about that trick. Don't you dare do it at the reception tomorrow.
How many are coming, Shirley?
30.
Many on your side, Albert?
Well,
Albert's
no,
an
I...
Albert's Daphne. Aren't you Albert?
That's right. Orphan of the storm.
Mm. What's the matter with you?
Nothing. I was just thinking of poor Albert being an orphan and having nobody at the wedding.
Don't you worry about me, Aunt Edie. I'll have you there to back me up, won't I?
What did you have to go and say that for?
What?
Aunt Edie's not going to the wedding, Albert. You see...
Oh, never mind that now. Pass the bread, Henry. Don't keep it all to yourself.
I'm not. Here, listen, why isn't Aunt Edie...
When you've had your tea, Henry, you better go upstairs and have your bath. Then the water will get nice and hot for me. There won't be enough water for everybody tomorrow morning. Albert, you and Karninsky will be able to have one at Mrs. Lack's, I expect. Shirley, we've got lots to finish off tonight, you and me and Edie. And you boys had better keep out of the way.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, we've arranged to go out, Ma.
What?
Yeah, I was going to ask Pop to come with us.
Go out? Where?
Well, two lads from our ship live here. We're meeting at the White Hart, 8 o'clock.
Hmm. It's a pity that all you can think of the night before your wedding is drink.
No, it isn't the drink, Emma. It'll be nice to see the lads. And it is his last night of freedom, after all.
Hey?
I know you've got 3 more months of service yet. And,
anyone would think he was going to prison to hear you talk.
Well...
Shirley doesn't want you going out and getting drunk as soon as you get here.
Mrs. Hornet, I've never been drunk in my life.
Well, Albert, I suppose you'll do what you think's best.
Now, look, listen, honey, the lads...
Yeah, and I'll come with you, Aunt Emma.
If you want to go, then go.
That's no way to talk. Don't give in to him.
Can't you never keep your mouth shut?
Henry Hornet!
Well, come and sit down here, Shirley. Look, come on, come and sit down.
Can I have another cup of tea, Aunt Emma?
Pass the teapot, Carl and Rilstie.
Here.
If you have any sense, Albert, lad, you'll do what you want to do. Don't make the mistake I did, or you won't be able to call your soul your own.
Henry Hornet, how dare you!
Don't depart me, chopping up, Emma.
I'm going out to my ferret.
Don't! Henry Hornet, you come back here this minute. Come back, or I'll...
Emma! The teapot!
What?
The sideboard!
Oh, my...
Dear, at least they're off to school. Now I can start washing up.
When does a busy mother like this care for her hands? When she uses Lux dishwashing liquid with Dermasil. Lux liquid keeps her hands soft, young, and lovely, while it gets her dishes sparkling clean.
Mummy, Mummy!
Oh, come here. You've got breakfast all over your face. Hold still. There.
A mother's touch on a child's face. Soft and gentle, because Lux Liquid with Dermasil keeps those busy hands beautiful. That's why more South African mothers use Lux dishwashing liquid.
With the name Lux, what would you expect?
Hey, lady with the beautiful teeth.
You want to dance?
Fresh?
Your breath so fresh, too.
Signal's white stripes give my mouth super fresh taste.
See.
And Signal's red stripes keep my breath that way all day.
Bossa nova.
White stripes taste super fresh. Red stripes protect your breath. Signal keeps breath fresh all day.
Oh, senorita, so fresh is your breath. And you dance so great also. Hey, senorita, you give me the signal, see?
Fresh.
Well, there's a fine thing. Mrs. Lack's daughter, Reese, has gone and got measles. Why she couldn't have found that out before now, I'll never know. Look at the time. 10 o'clock. Well, now you're one bridesmaid short, and Albert and his friend can't stay there either.
Hadn't I better go up to Rose and Crown and see if they've got a room there?
No, you haven't. They can sleep here.
But, Mama...
You can do with all the spare 12 and 6s Albert Tufnell's got. There's no need for him to go throwing his money around on lardy-dar hotels. And talking about Albert Tufnell, where is he? It's 10. And where's your father?
Well, I don't expect to come back till the White House closes, Aunt Emma. Where are you going to put them? The boys, I mean.
On the settee, there.
On there? You mean one at each end?
No, stupid. Give it a hand. It opens out, becomes a bed.
Oh, one of those things. They're horrible to sleep on, you know. Poor Albert.
Well, if they don't like it, they can go out and sleep with your father's ferrets. Now, I suppose I've got to go and find blankets. Nice time of the night for that, I must say.
I'll help you, Mum.
Yes, you might as well learn right away what it's like to be slaving your inside out while your husband's drinking himself stupid down at the pub. Come on.
Shall I? No, don't bother. And don't take too much notice of Mother. Her bark's worse than her bite.
Should all acquaintance be forgot for the sake of all language? Trusty friend,
popcorn.
We'll take a cup and drink it all, but.
Mrs. Hornet.
Mrs. Hornet. Bah. For the sake of old anxiety.
Papa.
Heaven bless old Ireland. Poor old
Ireland. Will you quiet yourself, June man?
Grab him.
Heaven's sake.
Pop, please.
I can't speak, Albert. If the old dragon comes in, we're done for.
Yeah, Pop!
Break your mind, Bray.
You drunken, you! Oh!
Ma!
If anyone had ever told me, I'd see what I've done tonight. You did this, Albert Tufnell.
And if anyone had ever told me, I'd have to stand by and watch a woman treating her husband like...
What?
I treating her husband like... I... Excuse me, it's out in the yard, isn't it?
You... I don't know what to say to you. That young man leaves here as soon as the wedding's over.
Oh, listen, Ma, we're all a bit on edge tonight, so the least said the better. If I can just have a word with Shirley before we go next door.
You're not going next door now. Mrs. Laxrita's got the measles. You're sleeping in here. On that. There are blankets and sheets. Make your own arrangements. Henry.
Yes, Emma?
Get upstairs to bed.
Yes, Emma. I'll just go and see my...
Good night, Albert.
It's been...
Can I give you a hand making the bed?
No, we can manage. Thanks all the same.
But no trouble.
Trouble? I seem to have caused nothing but trouble since I got here. I don't know. The minute I got here, Ma was picking on me. Do you think she likes being the way she is?
Of course, she was, didn't you? Here, touch your end.
What about Pop?
Oh, all Uncle Henry ever asked for is his fair share of peace. All he's got is ferret. Oh, no pillows. I'll go and ask Shirley.
We can manage, can't we, son?
Hi.
Oh, Mum, I was proud of you. The way you stood up to Aunt Emma just now, my heart fair warm to you.
I'd be glad if you'd enlighten me as to what clan you think you might belong to with an accent like that. Yeah, what's all that for? Are we not going next door?
No.
You mean we're sleeping here?
We? Thanks for the invitation.
What?
Oh, and then they're gone to bed. And Emma, too.
Oh, we can but hope, Aunt Edie.
Will you boys be all right? I'm not sick. We haven't got any pillows. I'll go.
Now, what you've got to do is stop worrying, Aunt Edie.
Oh, Albert. I do want you and Shirley to be happy. You will, won't you?
Of course we will. Once I finish my service, we all get settled down in Badcaster. Away from here.
But what about... Aren't you going to live at number 24, then?
24? 24 what? What are you talking about, Aunt Edie?
Oh, dear. I thought Shirley would have told you. It's all right, Albert. I don't want to cause any more trouble.
Aunt Edie, come here.
Albert, put me down!
There. You're not moving out of that bed till you tell me what the devil you're talking about.
You keep quiet, Aunt Edie. You'll have the night of your life.
Out with it, Aunt Edie.
Well, you see, it's a wonderful surprise. About a fortnight ago, number 24, $3 up the street, became vacant. So Emma put a deposit on it with the building society for you and Shirley, so you could buy the house. That's all.
That's all.
Good night, Albert.
Good night.
Night, Albert. Carnesty.
Right.
Well, I think I'll go for a wash.
Number ruddy 20, ruddy 4. Better get my things on.
Albert.
Oh, hello, Cheryl.
Did you think I was coming down to see you?
I was hoping you would.
Not that you deserve it. Getting Dad drunk like that.
Yeah.
Stop that, Albert Tufnell. There'll be plenty of time for that tomorrow. Are you scared about tomorrow, Albert?
Tomorrow? It's not tomorrow I'm worried about.
Worried? Well, why are you worried? Oh, I wish Dad hadn't got drunk with you.
He didn't. He didn't come into the room we were in till we were leaving. We saw he'd had a few, so we brought him home.
He got drunk on his own? Why?
Nah, he said he felt too ruddy miserable. He didn't want to join us because he thought he'd spoil the party.
Oh, don't be too hard on Mum, Albert. She's got enough on her plate to make her touchy.
Sure. We'll be all right, though, eh? As long as we can get used to each other. For the first few years, as long as we can get away from the family.
You mean from Mother, don't you?
Yes. And we're going to, aren't we?
Yes, but... Well, we can't go very far away. I mean, well, if you go to this job in Badcaster, that's only 4 miles away.
Darling, a little place in Badcaster, even if it's only a couple of rooms, it'll be wonderful, don't you see?
But, I'll...
Sorry.
I suppose we'd better be getting to bed then. I don't want to disturb Daphne. And there's poor Carnoustie out there in the kitchen. Oh, Albert, tell me you love me.
I'll always love you, Shaw, no matter what.
Oh, Albert.
You've nothing else to tell me, darling.
I love you. Isn't that enough?
It'll have to be. Good night, dearest.
Oh, that bed. It's a sinister-looking invention of the devil. Which side do you want to sleep?
I'm not fussy. I probably won't sleep anyhow. I'll just go and have a wash.
Ah! Oh, no pillow! I nearly broke my neck. It's a disgusting habit, smoking in bed. But I've no doubt your wee wife will cure you of it.
Move over a bit.
Albert.
What?
I don't want to interfere with your married life, but...
Yeah?
I'd like to give you a word of advice.
Go on.
Tomorrow, before you set out on your honeymoon, I think it's essential you should...
What?
Buy yourself a suit of pajamas.
Oh.
If only for the look of the thing.
Yeah, I will, yeah.
You'll drop me a line about how you get on your honeymoon, won't you?
Oh, yeah.
No details, mind, just a general outline.
I expect you'll be thinking of me.
I hope I'll keep my imagination well under control.
Sleep, I think.
I... Night, Albert.
Night. Carnoustie?
Aye.
The light.
What about it?
Well, it's on.
Well, Peter Doot.
The switch is on your side.
I can never understand why it's always me to...
I couldn't bear to think of you, but...
All right, we haven't got much time. Here, you. Did Albert give you the ring before he left?
Aye.
Have you put it away safe?
I have.
Where is it?
In my pocket.
Let me see it. Edie, fetch me the rag I polished the brass with. Suppose it is gold.
The bouquets have come, Emma.
No. Shirley?
Yes, Mum?
Bouquets are here. Put your button all on, Carnice.
What? I can't wear one of those.
Oh, says you can't.
Her Majesty the Queen.
What?
It's against regulations, not in my uniform.
Didn't know Albert had invited royalty to his wedding. Another 2, 3, and 6 years down the drain. Where's Henry?
I think he's out with his ferrets.
Oh, his only daughter's getting married in half an hour, and all he can think about is his blessed... You, is the ring safe?
Of course it is.
Well, where?
In my pocket.
Oh, well, off you go, then. And tell Albert to speak up in church. Tell him when he says I will, I want to hear it.
Oh, if there is bouquet, Aunt Emma.
Oh, is that Shirley's bouquet?
Oh, poor Aunt Edie.
Poor Aunt Edie, nothing. She's stark, staring, raving mad. Where's Henry? Oh, Mia, I'm going upstairs. Get her out of here before I come down.
Oh, hello, Edie.
Oh, dear. Poor Rita's carrying on all rotten because she can't come.
Oh, but it wouldn't be right for the measles, would it? Mind you. Oh, seeing all them spots on Rita's made me. Oh, Emma hasn't gone yet, has she?
Oh, she's upstairs dressing. I like your dress, Mrs. Luck. It's chickish, chick. Oh, the taxi.
I'll tell him to wait.
Emma, the taxi. Daphne.
Hello, Edie. Oh,
you ready, Henry?
Rosie's just lost one of her youngsters.
The taxi's waiting. Oh, hello, Mr. Arnie.
Rosie's hello, just lost one of her youngsters outside. Is he dead, Henry?
Aye. Luke.
Oh, take it away.
Emma sees that. Oh.
Henry, I like your dress, Flory. That's very nice. Did you buy it new or second hand?
Get rid of this ferret, Edie.
All right.
Oh, she'll end up in the nut house before this day's over. Mark my words. All right, then. We're off. Henry, put your hat on straight.
Oh, Shirley, you look lovely.
Oh, Cyril, you're beautiful.
Oh, well, yes. I've never seen such a lovely bride.
Though she's my own daughter, I must say.
Thank you, Mum.
Henry, haven't you got anything to say?
When I get a chance. You look right bonny, Shirley, look.
Come on, we haven't got much time.
Oh,
Henry, a good brush down wouldn't do you any harm.
I'll brush the thing till all the nap's nearly off.
And don't brush yourself all over the carpet. Go and do it in the back now. And keep away from them
birds! I'll be glad when this is all over.
I can't help it. It reminds me of my great sorrow. I can't help it. Shirley looked so lovely. And Emma looked so nice. And Daphne and Mrs. Luck. Everybody looked so lovely. Oh, dear, it's a beautiful day. I'd like to have gone to the church. I hope Shirley understands all right. Oh, hello, Henry. You pressed your hair before. Henry, what have you done?
I've been brushing my suit again, like Emma said. Why?
Yeah, but no, what's happened to it? There's only a few stalks left.
Oh, crumbs, that's Rosie, that is.
Rosie?
Aye, when I went out just now, she was in such a state at losing one of her young'uns, I had to pick her up and comfort her, and she must have nibbled all the flowers off me, but no. I'd better go. See me off, Edie.
Oh, yes, Henry, all right.
Henry!
Thank you.
Sailors should all stay at sea, I reckon. Minute you get on land, trouble.
Shirley, you mustn't give in, love. Whatever you do, you mustn't give in.
Oh, Mom. Now, try not to think about it.
Martha had an accident. She never...
I'll die of shame. Die of shame. Everybody whispering and giggling. Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. Henry, don't just stand there looking stupid.
What am I going to do? Won't I ever see Albert again?
Oh, you'll see him, but not in a church. In a police corps where you'll see him. He'll pay. You'll see if I'm not...
Now, leave the lass alone, Emma. You're just making things worse.
Henry, own it. How dare you? Well, you brought Albert Tufnell to this house in the first place.
Well, I didn't tell Shirley to go and fall in love with him, did I?
Well, where's your precious jolly yap car now, eh? Being jollier than ever somewhere the other side of England.
Oh, Albert!
Oh, the tea'll be ready in a minute. Kettle's just boiled.
Aye, I could do with a cup.
You could do with a cup. Oh, that's right. Take your boots off. Take the collar off. If I was you, I should pop upstairs and get into bed and have a nap for a couple of hours. I shouldn't let the fact that your daughter's been jilted on her wedding day and that you're responsible, I shouldn't let that bother you too much. Put your boots on and get down to the police station and get them to search the whole of England for Albert Tufnell.
No, Mum!
Henry Ornish, are you going or aren't you?
I aren't.
Then I'll go myself.
If you do, I'll drown myself, I swear.
Oh, if that woman stops, Daphne, give Shirley a cup of tea.
It's already nice and hot. Yeah. Oh, I am a soul this suffering. I have to come, you know. A friend in need is a friend indeed. First, of course, I have to tell poor Rita. Oh, she was pleased.
What?
I mean, pleased she wasn't there as a bridesmaid. I mean, she would have looked silly, wouldn't she? Like she... Well, Oh, Mr. Ornett, if we could look into your heart, I'm sure we'd find it filled with a black hatred for the man who's treated your flesh and blood so shamefully.
You'd find it filled with a black hatred for somebody, I'll tell you.
Perhaps he's thrown himself in the river sooner than face.
Face what?
His responsibilities.
I'm facing one very big fact at this moment. Oh, it's you.
Carnoustie. Oh, have you found him, have you?
No, I haven't.
Have you looked everywhere?
Aye, I have. I'm awful sorry. I've done my best.
Young man, do you know why he did it?
Well, look, Shirley would be more likely to know that than me, surely.
Now, look, don't you go throwing out a lot of insinuendos. What the... AJ!
That was the poor Shirley. Same as me. I knew it.
Oh, shut her up, Florrie, will you? She'll smother Shirley. Easy on it. Get off.
I saw it all in the teacup. I saw bleeding, broken hearts, and they were all Shirley's. Another great sorrow in the family.
Don't, Auntie, don't.
Easy on it.
And you can't even blame poor Albert. It's fate. Fate used Albert for it. Sure.
Henry, get this crackpot sister of yours out of here. I'm sick of this. And you, Shirley, getting yourself tied up with a good-for-nothing fly-by-night from heaven knows where and letting your old family be made fools of in front of the old town.
Oh, now then, Miss Ornish.
Hello?
Albert. Oh, Albert.
Where have you been?
I've been looking at Pop's spirits.
How's Rosie?
Well,
I've tried to keep quiet, seeing that I...
Try a bit harder, Ma.
What?
He said, try a bit harder.
Did you do what you did deliberately?
Yes.
Did you lose your memory or something?
No.
Oh, I don't care. Albert, I still love you.
I still love you, Shirley.
I can't stand it. I can't stand watching my own daughter begging and pleading and cheating in herself.
I don't care, Mum. I don't care. All I want is Albert to marry me, and he's going to.
I didn't say I was. I said I wanted to, not that I was going to.
But, Albert...
Oh, my poor Shirley. In the teacup, that's when I saw it. Sorrow. Sorrow and fate.
You don't really want me to marry Shirley, do you, Ma?
I never have, and you've done nothing today to make me change my mind.
I've always known you didn't.
And if you must know, I'd sooner give her to the first man that happened to come through that door, even if it was the devil himself.
May I come in?
Oh, Emma, it's the vicar. It's Mr. Purefoy.
Oh, Mr. Purefoy.
Just for it now, Albert. The front door was ajar, so I took the liberty.
Oh, Mr. Purefoy, this is Albert.
Albert, pleased to meet... Good heavens. You mean not the Albert?
Yes. He says he loves me. But he won't marry me.
I'm sorry.
It's fate. You can't fight fate, can you, Mr. Purefoy?
Don't start that again!
Oh.
I came to offer comfort, but in the circumstances, I... Mrs. Hornet, don't you think it would be wiser if those who are not primarily involved were to leave us for a while?
If you like, because... Yes. Henry, off you go.
Oh, come on, Aunt Edie. Oh, come in.
I don't know what to do.
Albert, call out if you need help. I did suggest those who are not directly involved, Mrs. Hornet.
Well, that's all right, then.
I meant alone, Mrs. Hornet.
Well, we are alone, and...
Oh, you mean without me?
You better go, Mum.
If I go, it's under protest.
Well, are you going then, Ma? Under protest?
You'll regret this, Shirley, as sure as your name's on it.
I'm still hoping we may change it to Tufnell.
Oh!
Why did you turn up this morning, Mr. Purefoy? Because, well, for one thing, I was frightened. Frightened for the future. You see, I was brought up in an orphanage. And on board ship, well, I'd hear the other lads talking about home and that. And I used to feel homesick for the home I'd never had. Then I met Shirley and fell in love with her. I've only had two long leaves since I've known Shirley, and I've spent both of them here, and... Well, I'm sorry, you aren't going to like this, Shirley, love. But if this is what's known as home life, then you can give me the orphanage any day.
Oh, Albert.
But, Albert, home life... I mean, surely when you and Shirley settle down in a home of your own, it'll be as happy as you both make it.
As we're allowed to make it.
But I believe you're going to work in Badcaster, aren't you? I should have thought you could have found two or three rooms there, just at first. I started my married life in one. In the luxury of your, say, two rooms in Badcaster will lay the foundations of your future happiness.
Will it, Shaw?
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Don't you want to...
So, I know about the house.
Is there something you two haven't told me? Something that justifies your behavior this morning, Albert.
I think so, sir.
Then what is it, for goodness sake?
I played a dirty trick on Albert, Mr. Purefoy. I let Mum put down a deposit in a house for us, and I wasn't going to tell him till after we were married.
But why not? I mean, surely a house would...
The house is only $3 away from... here.
Oh. I see.
Aunt Edie let it out, you see, sir. I thought I was being tricked into something. You see, I've seen the way Mrs. Hornet treats poor old Pop all the time. And the thought of being three doors away, on and on and on, I just couldn't do it. I've always played straight with you before, until this morning, Shirley.
I know you have, Albert.
I came back to ask Shirley to marry me on my terms.
If only I'd had the courage to do the same.
Mr. Hornet!
If you've got half the sense I think you have, Shirley... You'll go down on your knees and beg Albert to marry you. And you'll tell your mother just what she can do with number 24. You see, Mr. Purefoy, Albert, she can't help it. And she has done a lot I've got to be thankful for. I mean, look around this room. Nothing very wonderful, you might say. But it's a home I'd never be ashamed for anyone to see. She keeps it this way. She's been ambitious, you see. Oh, not for herself. First for me, and then when I didn't turn out much, for Shirley. And it hasn't been much fun for her to be saddled with Edie all these years either. Not every wife would have stood for it, let me tell you.
You're very proud of Mrs. Hornet, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I'm proud of her. Even if there are times I could wring her blasted neck. She's fond of me, too, but doesn't stop her from trying to make me miserable. It's a kink she's got. I can put up with it. But I don't see why Albert Tufnell should. Blimey.
It's Ma. She's been listening.
Well, let me get out of here while I'm still alive.
Oh, Mum, what is it?
Oh, Stoner Crow.
Don't speak to me. Don't anybody speak to me. I've been a wicked woman. Oh, how I've treated Henry all these years. That man's a jewel. A jewel. Oh, Mr. Purefoy, how can I be saved?
I beg your pardon.
Well, you're a clergyman. You ought to know. I didn't realize I was making everyone so unhappy. I've always managed everyone because they don't know how to manage themselves.
Did you give them a chance, Mrs. Hornet?
Well, there wasn't any point. Henry doesn't know what he's doing half the time. And Edie, well, she doesn't know what she's doing any other time. And whatever I've done for Shirley, I've done with best intentions. I have, love.
I'm sure you have, Mum. But...
that's why I put a deposit down on number 24. I thought it'd be nice for you to have me near. A sort of guardian angel. I mean, Mr. Pure, I knew she was going to marry a sailor, and you know what sailors are.
Yes, I do. And I think this one will make your daughter a fine husband, and you a splendid son-in-law.
Yes, your daughter hasn't made such a good catch, has she?
Well,
there I go again, saying things that aren't nice. Am I too old to reform, Mr. Purefoy? What shall I do?
Oh,
Edie, is Henry out there?
I think he's with his ferrets, Emma.
Well, tell him if he doesn't leave them blasted ferrets alone, I'll... Oh, Edie, ask him to come in if he'll be good enough to... What shall I do, Mr. Purefoy?
You're going to dry your tears, collect all your friends and relations, and bring them down to St. Michael's in half an hour.
What for?
For the wedding of your daughter Shirley to Albert Tufnell, A.B.
Oh, Mr. Purefoy, do you mean that?
Certainly, if Albert does.
Oh.
Well, what about it, Shirl?
Oh, Albert, darling.
Thank you, sir, for being so understanding about Ma and me.
My dear Albert, I was speaking with a voice of sad experience. You see, I happen to have a mother-in-law myself. In half an hour, Mrs. Hornet.
All right, sir.
Half an hour. See you all at the church.
Carnoustie, my old Scotch broth.
Here, wipe that lipstick from your mouth. I got something to announce.
Lipstick? That must be madman.
Tefney, I'm ashamed of you encouraging him like that.
Well, you know what sailors are.
Carnoustie, away out and fetch them taxis back. I'm getting married in half an hour.
What? Again?
Oh, Shirley, how wonderful.
I'll do what you want me to, Albert. You know something? I've an awful feeling my feet are on the same dread slippery slope as your own.
Oh, come on, then. We mustn't be late. Not this time.
Edie says you want me, Emma.
Yes, yes, I do. You're to go upstairs right away, give yourself a wash and brush, and get yourself ready for the wedding.
What, another wedding?
No, the same one. Go on, off you go. Do as I tell you. Henry, come back.
Well, make up your...
There.
Have you been drinking?
I've started. Oh, I've just remembered. Edie?
Yes, Emma, I was just making a nice cup of tea. I thought you needed it.
Never mind that. Get rid of that teapot and go down to Banfield's right away and tell everyone to stop eating. What? They're to go straight back to the church at once. The wedding's in half an hour.
No. Oh, no. Oh, Emma.
Go on. Henry.
Oh, just get me up.
Go down there right away. There won't be a thing left if you don't. Oh, I hope they haven't started on the wedding cake.
Oh, I'm sorry.
so happy for you. Oh, Shirley. Oh, Albert.
Aunt Edie, I ought to be marrying you, really.
Oh, Albert. Oh.
What the? The teapot. Miss Sideboard, you. Never mind, love.
What?
I said, never mind.
Oh.
Well, Albert, I don't know whether it's for the best or not, but I'm sure I hope you'll be happy.
We will. Don't worry. But I'll tell you one thing, Ma.
What's that, son?
We're ruddy well not going to live at number 24.
Tonight's presentation of Sailor Beware, you heard Pat Saunders as Emma Hornet, Tony Jay as Henry Hornet, and Dennis Smith as Albert Tufnell. Others in the cast were Angus Neal as Carnoustie Bly, Diane Wilson as Shirley Hornet, Annabelle Linder as Eddie, and John Hayter as the Reverend Oliver Purefoy. Sailor Beware was produced for Lux Radio Theatre by Michael McCabe. Next week, Lux Radio Theatre presents Deadly Record by Nina Hook, an exciting and nerve-tingling thriller that will keep you in suspense from beginning to end. Listen next Monday night at 8:30 to Deadly Record, produced for Lux Radio Theatre by Michael McCabe. So until then, this is your Lux Radio Theatre host, Peter Tobin, bidding you all good night.